Sample Lumber. This is Corey. How can I help you?
Hey, Corey, trying to reach Angie, please.
Yeah, just a second. Let me get it for you.
Hi, this is Angie.
Hey, Angie, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you back.
Hi, Dennis. Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I just read your email, so I will let my funding department, or underwriting department, I guess, know about this and update the information as far as the truck goes and hopefully get some numbers for you today.
Okay. All right. You don't have a clue on what they would, what their finance charges or anything?
Unfortunately, I really don't until they get back to me. It's different for every customer, so...
Gotcha.
Got to be at their mercy, unfortunately, for a little bit. But I'll let them know right now. And, you know, it fits all the parameters, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. And I'm waiting to get the, like, the truck. The dealer is sending me, like, a write-up sheet of the specs and the VIN number and all of that. And the minute I get that, I can let you know. And because I haven't filled out an application with him because I'm so, like, fearful of having my credit score hit multiple times.
Right.
As I've told you. So as soon as he sends me that, I can forward that to you. And he is sending me an application also, but I haven't filled it out because if your credit score or your interest rate comes back like at 10-11%, then I've got to fill one out with him.
Gosh, no, absolutely. I won't know until I get it back, but hopefully they'll give me some numbers, you know, within a couple hours.
Yeah, as soon as you can, if you could please call me and or try me on this number and my cell, because I am here working today.
Okay, will do. I'll let them know right now.
Thank you so much.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Angie.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.